Managing Director of Taylor's Port, Adrian Bridge, takes us through another of the 20 steps to making port. Tonight, bottling.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Adrian Bridge from Taylor's Port once again to talk through the 20 most important steps for making port. And in the last couple of weeks and months, we've been discussing taking the product of our wonderful vines from the Douro Valley, making it into port, and all the work that we do. But of course, unless we can then take the major final step, which is putting in the bottle, we can't send it up to you in the various markets to enjoy it. And so bottling is something that is an absolutely key process. And it's something that we as a business have been taking control of since about 1970. The reason I mention that date is that prior to 1970, there was an awful lot of port that was bottled actually in the UK market and then sold directly within that country. So exports from here went in casks. Nowadays, everything is bottled here in Portugal, so we can control the whole process. It's still shipped by sea, but it's all done here and then sent to the markets.